Business planning. Steps of a brokerage business plan. Question to ask in market analysis. Benefits of market analysis. Keeping an eye on the competition, SWOT analyses, and market opportunities. Introduction. All new business owners must create a business plan. It is a critical first step toward success. A broker's business plan summarizes their market opportunities and outlines their business objectives and goals. Brokers thinking about starting a new brokerage can get started with their business plan by considering the following steps. 1. Analyze the market. 2. Analyze the competition. 3. Analyze your organization. Analyzing the market. Business owners must analyze the market before they do anything else. They must conduct market research to determine what their chosen market wants and needs before they can figure out how to give it to them. A market analysis will inform the business owner's objectives and goals and identify market opportunities that will enable them to offer products and services that satisfy consumers' needs. It will also help them identify their target market, to devise marketing strategies tailored specifically for them, and identify their competition and what they offer the market. Questions to ask when analyzing the market. Consider the following questions when analyzing your market. What are the area demographics? The demographics inform the services you offer. Demographic information, such as age, income range, and family size, provide brokers with insight into the types of properties and price range of their consumer base. The average price of a property helps brokers estimate their commission income for budgeting purposes. Who are your potential customers? How many other brokerages are there? Other area brokerages are your direct competitors. You will be competing with them for clients. What special services, if any, do they offer consumers? What opportunities exist? Is there a sector of the market the competition is overlooking? What can your brokerage offer consumers that your competitors are not already offering? Benefits of performing a market analysis. The benefits of performing a market analysis include bullet determining business objectives and goals. Bullet determine the target market. Bullet reveal purchasing trends. Bullet project revenue. Bullet create targeted marketing campaigns. Bullet tailor services specifically for the market. Bullet identify underserved sectors of the market, opportunities. Bullet reveal your competitors and their market share. Analyzing the competition. How do I know who my competition is? Buyers and sellers have many options when choosing a broker/agent. Analyzing your competition is an important step in creating your business plan. How do you find out who your competitors are? First, check with the local Chamber of Commerce and business directories. Look at advertisements like billboards along major thoroughfares and those in trade magazines. Drive through the neighborhoods in your farm, market area, and pay attention to the brokerage signs in front yards. Is there one brokerage that dominates a neighborhood? Is there one agent sign that you keep seeing again and again? You can conduct a Google search for brokerages in your area. If you are a member of a local organization, for example, you can search their website or attend your local chapter's meetups and networking events. Scoping out the competition. You should keep an eye on the following things when it comes to your competition. Advertising and marketing campaigns. Pay attention to your competition's market strategies and advertising, because they will help to inform your own. What is your competition doing to make themselves stand out from other brokerages? Is it really working? Open houses? Attend your competition's open houses. Pay attention to everything, beginning with the invitations they send out. Is there anything that they are doing during their open houses that you can do at yours? The type of agent your competitors attract. If your competitor is attracting the brightest and the best agents, you must find out what the draw is. Maybe their company culture is attractive to top sellers. There may be some lessons about company culture, structure, and organization that can benefit you. One thing that your competitor may have that you do not have is a top-notch training program. Many agents seek out brokerages that will provide them with the training necessary to be successful in the marketplace. Training programs are especially prevalent in the larger brokerages. Take the time to develop a training program that will benefit your agents. Mentoring programs are also important for attracting new agents. Compensation plans for agents. Every broker wants to recruit the best agents for their own, and many brokers will offer attractive compensation plans to bring in good agents. Stay on top of your compensation plans and provide as good or better than your competition. You might just be able to poach some top agents from them. Web and social media presence. The savvy broker has a prominent web and social media presence. What do other brokers' websites look like? Do they blog? If so, how much traffic are they getting? The internet is one of the first resources potential buyers use for finding properties. Ensure you don't get left out by giving buyers and sellers plenty of outlets to find you and your agents. Services offered. Perhaps your competition provides special services to clients, such as buyer's agents, who work exclusively with buyers. Maybe they specialize in a segment of the market you had not considered before. Pricing. Keep track of how much your competitors charge for their services. Is what the customer gets for the money worth it? Can you offer comparable or better services for the same price? Or can you offer more competitive pricing? Buyers and sellers are motivated by their wallets. They will gravitate toward the firm with the most services for the least amount of money. This does not mean being cheap. Customers expect quality service. Market share. How much of the market do your competitors have? Is there one competitor in particular who dominates the market? Pay attention to them. Chances are they have manipulated one or all of the bullet points in this list to create their business plan. In fact, they are probably keeping a watchful eye on you. Other helpful advice when it comes to competition. Do some market research. Visit resources like the Real Estate Center's website to see how many homes sold in your region for the last few months. Who is selling the majority of these properties? The local MLS and NAR websites are also excellent sources for market research in your area. By networking and getting to know the competition, you will discover things about the market that will help you with your marketing efforts. You must be aware of the brokers around you and what they are doing or not doing to be successful. You are an entrepreneur committed to providing the best customer experience your buyers and sellers have ever had because you want their repeat business. You also want their referrals. Ask yourself the following questions about the competition. Read other brokerages' Yelp and online reviews. What did the reviewers like about their experience? What did they not like? You can learn from their positive and negative reviews by modeling your services on their positive reviews and learning what not to do from their negative ones. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. This approach will help you understand what mistakes to avoid, and at the same time, you will gain a new appreciation for the customer experience. After all, you and your competitors' services are essentially the same. You need your competitors, and your competitors need you. Other agents can send buyers your way when they know your market. And if you know that your competition's marketing strategies are missing segments of the population you can serve, then you can target that market. Always highlight the outstanding services you provide to clients to set you apart from your competition. Skill builder, analyzing the competition. The following exercise will help you to analyze your competition. Visit your individual competitors' websites and keep an eye out for structure and design elements. Look at the colors and graphics they are using. Pay attention to any link that they use. The exercise can be used again and again to analyze competition in the future, as there is always something to learn from your competitors. Analyzing your organization. SWOT analyses. Image with selectable areas. Select each button to show more information. Every organization, no matter how successful, needs to take time out from time to time and analyze their business. In the same way that people often get stuck in a rut of doing the same thing every day, organizations can get stuck doing things that cause them to become sluggish or unproductive. It is a good idea to review business processes regularly to ensure that they are effective or if they need improvement. The SWOT analysis is an excellent resource for your company plan. Involving your team members in the analysis is another way of receiving a clear vision of how others see your business. Here is how it works. Select the icons to learn more about each piece of a SWOT analysis. Don't get too comfortable. No organization should ever get too comfortable with its market share. It should always be looking for weaknesses within the firm or threats looming on the horizon. For example, how many people do you know today who use a BlackBerry? Not too many, most likely. Yet, a little more than 10 years ago, RIM, the company that introduced the BlackBerry, dominated the mobile market. Little did anyone know that the release of Apple's iPhone in 2007 would be the biggest threat to the BlackBerry. Within a relatively short time, people replaced their bulky BlackBerries with Apple's sleek, futuristic device, complete with sensitive touchscreen and video capabilities. Smartphones like the iPhone edged BlackBerry out of their market share and are still the most popular personal devices on the market. Likewise, Apple has to watch out for competitors developing Android phones who want to provide the market with a similar device with broad appeal. Brokerage firms should be aware of possible threats to their market share. Imagine that your firm has the largest market share in your area. Who is there waiting in the wings to take it away from you? It may be some firm with better technology that can reach a larger demographic. Do not lose market share due to outdated tech. Do not always focus on the negatives. Companies do not have to have tunnel vision on the negative aspects of their organization. They should identify their strengths and play them up. For example, if your company has a reputation for strong customer service, use that to your advantage. Keep an eye out for opportunities. They are always around. Technology is changing so rapidly today that a company that keeps up to date will come out on top. Companies that utilize CRMs or AI are on the cutting edge of what technology has to offer. Market opportunity. Changes in geographical locations or populations can also be opportunities for your organization. What opportunities exist for your firm? Read the local newspapers and business journals to keep abreast of the job market in your area. Maybe a large company, like an energy company or manufacturer, is building a campus or facility in your area. An increase in jobs will likely increase the demand for housing in the area, creating an opportunity for your brokerage. Do not let it pass you by or let another firm grab it before you do. Stay on top of your game by analyzing your organization regularly. The best business opportunities are based on the most compelling needs of the marketplace. Evaluating your market opportunities is key. There are many opportunities out there, many of which you may not have thought of before. Needs in the marketplace your business can satisfy. Bullet first-time homebuyers. Bullet condo homebuyers. Bullet luxury homebuyers. Bullet vacation homebuyers. Skill builder number 2. SWOT analysis. Complete a SWOT analysis of your personal and professional traits to help inform you of how others see your business.